The Lord of the harvest is calling me, for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed. While souls on the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They perish here now, yet Jesus to save him has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save him has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lassley. A very cheerful greeting to all the listeners of radio station XEG. We're happy to be coming your way once again by means of radio with the good news of the gospel. This is Willie Murphy speaking to you. We hope that each of you are well and happy in the service of the Lord, regardless of where you live or where you may be as you listen to this message. If the words of the Lord have touched your heart, we would be happy to hear from you. We do appreciate those who are helping us maintain this weekly message, both on the air and by the printed page. When you write to us, address your letter in this way: The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Now, if you would like to have your name added to our mailing list, be sure to let us know if you want these copies free of charge. Just mention that when you write. Listen now to the immortal words of Jesus, which were spoken at the time of his temptation on the mountain. We read from Matthew chapter 4 and beginning with verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, the part of this text in which I am particularly interested is this: Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The very fact that Jesus mentioned something more than natural bread being necessary for an individual makes me to know that men and women are made of more than just flesh and bones. We believe that there is in each person a soul which is hungry for the eternal things of God. Many people never seem to come to the realization that the hunger which they have is not for bread and water for the temporal man, but it is a hunger for the spiritual need of their starving soul. Listen to the 27th verse of chapter 6 from the book of John. It says, Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. I remember a good many years ago when I made a trip far into the plains of New Mexico to visit a friend. I rode with a mail carrier beginning in the morning until far up into the day. We drove past many ranches and over many miles. By the time I reached my destination, the pains of hunger which I felt made me to know that it was dinner time or past already. Since this particular friend was not at home, his father suggested that my friend's brother could take me in the pickup over to the ranch where he worked. Well, this meant more travel, and even though they had offered to give me something to eat, this I had declined, and we began the journey the rest of the way. But let me quickly get to the heart of this thought. We found my friend, and the three of us started back for home. In the meantime, the rain had started, making the roads muddy and slick. After some experiences with muddy roads, running out of gas, and finally getting stuck, you may be sure that the offer of a friendly neighbor who lived near the road to furnish our supper when he had finished the chores of milking his cows was gladly received. The food which the good woman of the house had prepared tasted so good that I've never forgotten that meal. In the first place, we were hungry. In the next place, plenty of good food had been provided for our hunger, and we were glad to get it. Now, let me use this illustration to point out that there is a longing and a craving, or we might say a hunger, that one has for the deep things of God, which alone can satisfy the needs of mankind. You may have ever so much of this world's goods. Your body may have every vitamin, mineral, and calorie that it needs. But if inwardly your soul is hungry for the living bread and you're not partaking thereof, then I would say that your life is one of misery and unhappiness. Listen to the 35th verse of this same chapter of John. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Again, in verse 48, Jesus said, I am that bread of life. Then, verse 51 says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. You see, many people seem to have the mistaken opinion that what they need is plenty of frozen food in the deep freezer, plenty of canned goods in the cupboard shelves, plenty of nice clothes hanging in the closet, at least two cars in their garage with a few credit cards from oil companies, department stores, and a lovely home with lots of money to spend. Let me read to you about a man who had many temporal blessings, but his soul was starving. From Luke 16:19, we began reading, There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Friends, I hope I can bring this thought home to you. I will agree that we need food and clothing. It is true that a limited amount of money seems almost indispensable. But if Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone, then I believe this. Even as bread is indispensable for the natural body, even so, when one deprives his soul of the spiritual things of God and the bread of life, death is certain to follow. Spiritual death now and eternal death at the end of your journey. Let me entreat you to seek the things which have the greater value. See to it that the needs of your soul are first supplied. Then I believe that God's promises will cover all of your other needs. You can only be happy in the center of the will of God. Shall we spend a moment in prayer? Our Father in heaven, there may be a hungry heart somewhere who is listening to the words of this message tonight. For that soul, we pray that you will help them to know how to find the bread of life, which will abundantly satisfy them and make them happy in thy service. And to thee we'll give the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen now to this poem entitled, Man Cannot Live by Bread Alone. He lived in a palace on a mountain of gold, surrounded by riches and wealth untold, priceless possessions and treasures of art, but he died alone of a hungry heart. For man cannot live by bread alone, no matter what he may have or own. For though he reaches his earthly goal, he'll waste away with a starving soul. But he who eats of holy bread will always find his spirit fed. And even the poorest of men can afford to feast at the table prepared by the Lord. Selected. Friends, isn't that a lovely poem? I like the thoughts expressed in this. Listen now to the beautiful song, In the Light of God. This is congregational singing with many voices. Friends, is this your desire to do God's will above everything else? Message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a printed copy free of charge, you may have one simply for the asking. And now until next Friday night at 10:45, now that's Central Standard Time, it will be 11:45 on Daylight Saving Time. This is Willie Murphy saying may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant good night.